You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. You see them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. We got to see some of the Browns' new draft picks as well in action on the field in the OTAs here in Berea. This is week number 3. Today's session wide open to the media. You just heard the head coach, Mike Pettine, address questions from reporters. Lots of questions about Josh Gordon, obviously, and not surprisingly, the head coach isn't going to say anything on that until he knows what that next step is. And that's a real thing. Until the team gets informed by the league what the punishment is or whatever the result is, if there is any, what is it? You're in the dark until the league tells you when the light shines in you, and it's not really a shining moment. It's something where right now you're in the dark until you get clarification on what's going to happen next. So those questions are going to kind of be answered that way. Relative to the we talked about the quarterback situation, and it was interesting, Nathan, that the coach got into the fact that some of those errors that we saw in the passing game, and especially with Johnny Manziel, were errors that combined both the quarterback and the receivers. And what I said earlier, no chemistry, not on the same page yet. That's going to come, but in May, it's not here and on a team. And you wouldn't expect it on a team that, again, has people that are just working together literally now for a few weeks.
Yeah, and you're seeing that. And one of the interceptions Johnny Manziel threw to Dante Whitner, the wide receiver, was supposed to run an in and ran instead right down the seam. The ball was thrown inside where he's supposed to break it. And, of course, it went right to the defender. So, yeah, there is some chemistry to getting things done, obviously, on the offensive side of the football. But what we want to hear from you guys as we go through the show today, because we're going to do a lot of stuff. We're going to go down to Arizona in a little bit and talk with Josh Weinfuss, the ESPN NFL national reporter for the Arizona Cardinals, about their team, their developments down there. We will also be doing a little after for the review in hour number 2. Doug Deacon, who was at today's OTA, will be with us in the 2 o'clock hour as well. But really, we want to hear from you guys about your questions about this OTA. What are the things that you want to know that Vic and I have seen out there, particular players, etc.? We can give you guys our opinions on that. And I think that would probably be one of the hot topics today, is our takeaways from those OTAs. We'll get through them as we go throughout the week. But getting your questions, what players are you curious to hear how they're performing, etc.? Let us know, 216-578-0850 here on the show. And, you know, it is interesting. And, it's fun to get to see as these practices are picking up in their frequency. There will be 4 this week, Monday, Tuesday, that tomorrow's a day off, and then, of course, Thursday, Friday. But just getting to see kind of the ebbs and flows, the adjustments that are being made, because right. I thought certainly on Monday it was a much better day for the offense than it was today when the defense really reigned supreme out there.
Yeah, and ebbs and flows is the right way to put it. The inconsistency of the workouts is what you're trying to get out of the way in May and June. And I think now you're reaching a point where, by far, the defense is ahead. I would say that that's been a constant thread. I don't know of any practice where I felt the defense played poorly. Today was a day where the offense just didn't look good, particularly in the passing game. With regard to the running game, you can only glean so much this time of year. I still like to see Terrence West, the way he's running the football, the explosiveness. I think of all the backs, he looks like to me the most natural fit in the scheme that this one-cut zone block is all about. And it's really true explosion through the hole. It takes exceptional speed and explosiveness to find that. You're looking for a rare type of back who has that ability to step and turn and make that play. And I think he's the closest to what the Browns have there. Still would like to even see more explosion from him, but I like it the most compared with the rest. And honestly, there isn't much that excites me when I look at Baker, when I look at Lewis. I just see kind of ordinary guys. I think Ben Tate's been solid. He hasn't, blown me away with his movement, but of the backs that are here, you could say West and Tate are in a place of their own, and everyone else is everyone else.
Yeah, and I thought today was actually a good day for Ben Tate. Had a couple of nice cutback runs again, and does show good acceleration once he decides where he is going. He can put that foot in the ground and accelerate up there. But, yes, Terrence West has looked great. We have not gotten to see You know, unfortunately, Isaiah Crowell, as much as we'd like, he tweaked a hamstring, I guess, early on and has been on the sidelines for these OTAs. I'm excited to get a look at him because the limited exposure we got to him in the rookie camp was very, very positive. But this is a team that's going to have some depth and some talent, certainly running the football, Vic. There's no question about that. And, you know, it's a team that all of a sudden, if there was one thing that really struck me and has struck some other observers who have come in and not, you know, were here last year and are now coming in this year, there is a certain pace to the practices. There's a pace to the way the players are moving, an intensity, a sense of urgency, a sense of competition out there that is, and I'm saying this not because I've seen it, which I have and commented, but whenever somebody comes in who was here last year and hasn't been around the OTAs, that's the first thing that they point out. And we talked today with a couple members of the front office about that, Vic, out there on the sidelines. And that was one of the things that was just clear to them. This is a team that seems to be moving with a better sense of urgency, better pace, and has more depth than at any time since at least I've been around. And I don't know about you, but certainly seems that they are building something very good, especially right now on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think you're right. With regard to building that up, and I think there's a confidence factor in play here as well. You like to see that when guys trust more of what they're seeing, what they're told by the coaching staff, what they're instructed to do. And this is a very hands-on, very micro-level coaching staff. They do a lot more with each position, and I think players are learning a lot more. Talking about those running backs specifically, the reinforcement of what they're supposed to do look the same every play. The giveaways, you know, like they're being taught to how they set up pre-snap and how to eliminate or reduce those reads, those tips that you can give the defense. Just an example, and I'm not saying, again, that this didn't happen before, but it's more noticeable now, the hands-on instruction at all positions, very specific, very detailed, and very necessary. A young football team needs this. You got to coach guys up. So that's really how this all comes together. All right, we're rolling along here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are going to go to Arizona next, and we're going to have a little bit of a breakdown and check in with the Arizona Cardinals and try to give you a little look at what's going on around the National Football League. Their ESPN writer or reporter there is Josh Winfus, and he covers the Cardinals for them. So we'll chat with him, get you a little perspective around the National Football League. Doug Deacon, as Nathan mentioned, in hour number two. And your calls, 216-578-0850. So want to get all of your thoughts on the Browns. So much to talk about in the OTAs. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850, WKAM.